They've got some live music coming, so we made sure to get that on our calendar. For example, Friday evening, Limoncellos will be performing. That's a group of cello players that do classical music, but also current rock and everything in between.
Oh,
so they're
going
to perform from 5:45 to 8:45 at House of Embers.
Now, it looks like they actually have music all weekend long, Saturday and Sunday as well, according
they
to this calendar.
Yep,
okay.
They've got Friday, Saturday, and Sunday evening music. They perform on the patio if the weather's nice. If not, they do it in the dining room.
All right. And it's always really great entertainment. We've been out there during some of that live music. It's always really fun to have a nice dinner and then be entertained by some really fabulous music at the same time. Now, what else do we have going on this weekend?
Let's talk about some more live music outdoors. Okay. There's going to be a concert at Mirror Lake State Park. This will be Friday night. Of course, our old friends, the Swing Crew, will be performing Friday from 7 to 8:30 at Mirror Lake. And of course, they're taking donations, and we remind folks you do need a state park sticker. Same goes for the fish fries at Devil's Lake. Need a state park sticker there as well.
And it happens that you can just get one of those if you need one over at the Baraboo Area Chamber.
Come on in.
So, yes,
we'll
please
help you out.
It's Swing Crew. They're just kind of making their way through the state park circuit
aren't
they?
They were just at Devil's Lake, yeah.
They're always a fan favorite, though, and they're always so much fun. I will say this, though. If you're going down to Mirror Lake, just because I was hiking down there this past week, take some bug spray because you're going to definitely need it. You're going to definitely need it. Those mosquitoes are no fun right now. They love me in particular, but definitely
you're
have
delicious.
Your bug spray. I must be, because no matter where I go, I'm always swarmed, and most people are usually fine. But have some bug spray on hand just in case. Now, what else do we have going on this weekend?
I appreciate you getting out and about and doing that recon for us just for this segment. What commitment.
It's fine. I'll take the bites. It's fine. I'll take one for the team on that one, Ben.
Well, moving forward to Saturday, of course, we have the Farmers Market and the West Baraboo Market. We already talked about the Native American Antique and Artifact Show. There's live music all over the place. There's double headers at Broken Bottle Winery. They've got music in the afternoon and evening. So does Tumbled Rock Brewery and Kitchen. So you've got lots of options there. One thing I want to mention, our friends at Cab Theater have an interesting event Saturday evening. They're going to be performing live improv. So this is where they're performing, but they're also going to invite people to join in the fun. That's going to be at Konamichi downtown Friday night, starting at 7:30.
All right, so definitely check that out as well. Now, is there anything else on this calendar of events that are happening this weekend that we want to be sure to get to this morning?
Well, sure. If you haven't had enough fun through Saturday night, you can keep it rolling through Sunday. We've got live music Sunday at Tumbled Rock, at Broken Bottle, at Balanced Rock, and at House of Embers. You can find it all at baraboo.com.
All right, so take your pick and make your way through the area. I mean, you could really make a day of it, just kind of relaxing, hanging out, having some great adult beverages and some really awesome food and listening to live music at the same time. Sounds like a perfect weekend, honestly. It sounds like a great way to spend
it. You're preaching to the choir, sister.
Now, for anybody who wants more information about any of these events, because, again, this is a pretty chock-full calendar, and I'm sure you're going to want to find more information about who's performing where and at what times, what's the best place to go to get all of that, Ben?
Baraboo.com.
We mentioned it once and we will say it again. It's a one-stop shop and really, again, super easy. And you also can do a little event planning, see what's coming up over the next few weeks. You know, if you have family coming in or maybe you're going to take a week off and do a little staycation right here, you get the opportunity to really see what's happening in Baraboo by going over to that calendar of events. Ben, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. And of course, we look forward to talking to you next Thursday, okay?
Wonderful. Thanks so much.
Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce. And again, if you want more information about any of the events happening this weekend, and let me tell you, there are a lot of them, baraboo.com. That is the place to go to find out everything you need to know. Weekends Are Best here on Max FM is brought to you by the Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. You heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. On this first day of summer, dangerous heat in the east, raging wildfires in the west, and tropical storms along the Gulf Coast. ABC's Melissa Adan is in Corpus Christi, Texas.
Tropical Storm Alberto, the first named storm of the season, slamming into coastal Texas after wreaking havoc in Mexico and leaving three dead. As officials warn of an above-average hurricane season for the Atlantic.
Drug maker Eli Lilly raising new concerns this morning about fake and compounded versions of some of its most popular diabetes and weight loss drugs, Mounjaro and Zepbound. A warm welcome for Vladimir Putin in Vietnam. Following his trip to North Korea, Putin traveled to Hanoi to further strengthen ties with that country. The U.S. Supreme Court could hand down some key rulings today, one of them possibly on immunity for Donald Trump, another ruling on possible questions of whether the January 6th rioters can be charged with obstruction. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
According to the DOJ, Attorney General Josh Call and 42 other attorney generals reached a $700 million nationwide agreement to resolve allegations related to the marketing of Johnson & Johnson baby powder. According to authorities, the resolution addresses allegations that the brand deceptively promoted and misled consumers in advertisements about its talc powder products. As part of the agreement, the company has agreed to stop the manufacture and sale of its baby powder and baby powder products that contain talc here in the U.S. The state will also receive over $15 million as part of the resolution. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms are likely, a high near 79. For tonight, scattered storms and a low of 64. Some showers and thunderstorms on your Friday, otherwise partly sunny, a high near 87. Friday night, storms and 69. Saturday, scattered storms and 86. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, work, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Right now, it's 65.
99.7.
I can read about it. Burns the skin from your
Duran Duran, there is Notorious. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 11 minutes after 8. And of course, throwing that one in there this morning, since John Taylor, who plays bass for Duran Duran, is celebrating his 64th birthday today. Now, are
good
they
pick.
Still touring? Yeah, that's a great song. Are they still touring, or did they officially wrap up, or did they make their way overseas? I don't know where they're
I
at.
I think
on their
they're
tour
done
schedule.
With their okay. tour now, unless they're doing some UK dates. But yeah, I think
because it was
done.
A pretty small tour anyway. It was fairly limited yeah. as far as locations and things, right? But it's Duran Duran, and so hopefully a lot of people got to go see that, because you know they're not going to have too many of those more of those tour dates
right.
in the near future. So hopefully you got to go see Duran Duran, and they're still releasing music and they're still playing some new stuff, which is pretty
exactly.
darn awesome to see. Mm-hmm. All right, so you know, when it comes to the interwebs, sometimes it's a little hard to handle depending on exactly why you're on the interwebs, but it's also nice to commiserate about things that everyone finds a little challenging. So Reddit is, of course, one of my favorite places to go for these types of conversations. You know, there's a lot of people over there talking about learning a new language, doing your taxes, that type of stuff. But other times, it turns out that some of those things, Vin, that we're struggling with in those conversations might just be us. Nobody else might be having problems with that. So someone asked the interwebs, what is something that seems easy to other people but is very difficult for you? And there are some really good responses over on Reddit right now. So I have some of those top responses. Knowing when to jump in and out of conversations or ending conversations. For some people, that is a really hard thing to learn how to do, right? I look at my Max, for instance. He's on the spectrum. And so some of the things that maybe came easier to other people, like, you know, how to have a conversation, were things that were actually skills we had to teach him along the way as he came up and as he got older. But he's great now. Now he has no trouble. But when he was really young, it was very, very difficult for him to know, like, all those little social cues. So you got to wonder if that's part of it for some people. Is maybe
and he's dealing with
thing.
Some OCD too, right?
Max a little bit more. Dexter. Dexter is my OCD mm-hmm. kid. He just started on new medicine, in fact, for his OCD this week. And by the way, knock on wood, we're doing okay with it at this point. It's only a couple days in, so I don't get too excited. But so far, so good. But yeah, so, you know, sometimes the social cues for people are not the easiest thing to follow. Not everybody can have the social graces I do, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, because we deal with that with our son too,
yeah.
because of the OCD, and mm-hmm. sometimes it's really difficult how to manage that, how to
yes.
cope with that. And but he's, I mean, when it comes to conversing with other people and having discussions and conversations,
right.
he's great. I mean, he does fine, but he has all these anxieties built
yes.
up inside of him.
Yes, I know. I absolutely understand that. Dexter didn't leave his room for a very long time because of those types of anxiety. So I completely understand. But, you know, for some people, it's a learned skill. For other people, it's something that comes naturally. So I would never fault somebody for that. And I can always tell when somebody's struggling with when they should get in and out of
right.
the conversation. So I just do it myself because it takes the pressure off them, right? Like if I can tell that they're struggling of when to know, when to jump out, when to jump back in, I either bring them into the conversation or I just end it because I know that they're having a hard time figuring that out.
Yeah, and it just makes it awkward,
yeah.
right?
Right. So you might as well help them out and, you know, just be polite about it and just be like, well, it was really great talking to you. You have a wonderful day or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, kind of thing. And just get out, because then they don't have to be the ones to do that. Another one on this list is expressing myself in photos or taking selfies. Oh, I hate photos. I hate photos. And whenever Corey and I try to take selfies, we are like the epitome of how old people should not take selfies. We could never take a good one. It's just absolutely ridiculous. We are definitely like the how not to do it, or watch the old people try to take a selfie kind of meme on social media. But I hate photos. I do not like them. I do not like when people pull out a camera. It's just, no, it's just not my thing.
Yeah, and I'm not a smiler either, so I don't like the way I look when
right?
I smile, so then I get a lot of flack for not smiling.
I don't like photos. I just don't like them at all. Now, I can do live video. That's not a problem for some reason. I don't have any problem with that. It's just stills. That's kind of my thing. Number three on this list. Oh, my poor husband. Remembering names is one that gets him every single time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I am kind of cursed with remembering the name of almost every human being I have ever come in contact with. Don't ask me why. Don't ask me how I remember it. It can be 7 years and I'll be like, ooh, that's so-and-so. His wife is so-and-so. And they had a dog last time I talked. Like, it is
see,
the stupidest.
That I think is cool. That's a skill right
is
there.
Is it though? Is it? Because then my brain gets filled up with all of that kind of stuff. And then I forget to, like, you know, I don't know, eat on some days. Like, these are the things that my brain gets filled with instead of the important stuff in life. My husband, on the other hand, he keeps me around strictly to help him out with names, I'm pretty sure. Because whenever we're somewhere where he knows he has to remember a name, he takes me with him. Even if it's people I've only met one time. And as they're coming up to us, I'll be like, that's John. Make sure you say hi to John. And make sure you ask about his wife, so-and-so. You know, and then he's fine. And he looks like he's got it all, like, right there. Like, he's just on top of everything. He's not. He's really, really not.
It's his teleprompter.
I am. I essentially am. That's what I do. Number four on this list, basic math. Nope, can't do it.
Nope. Out.
The greatest day in my life. There are two reasons why I keep my cell phone around. It's for number four and number five on this list. Basic math and basic navigation, which comes in at number five on the list. I have to always check myself. Now, I can do a quick addition problem in my head. I can do a quick subtraction problem in my head. I cannot figure out percentages. If I'm in a store and it says 30% off, I'm like, I got nothing. I can't do that in my head. I can't get anywhere without my cell phone unless I've been there 1,000 times. So that is the only reason why I really do love having my smartphone around. I've always got a built-in calculator and I've always got navigation at my fingertips so I don't get lost. But that's really the only reason, because I suck at math and navigating.
I think our brains are just so full of pop culture stuff.
That's,
I mean,
right.
It takes up a lot of space, don't you think?
Right.
I mean, we have to know exactly what star is doing what at any given time, and we have to know all that showbiz stuff, and it takes up so much room.
It does.
All that useless information that really has no point to it at all, it takes up a lot of space.
It does up a lot of space. That and all the people's names that I've remembered over the years that I will never, ever meet again in my entire life. That's where it's coming from. We also have parking straight on this particular list. That comes in at number six. Parking, like, are we talking about, like,
are we talking
parking?
Parallel parking?
I can't parallel park. I can't parallel park. If you're asking me to pull into a space, I can do that. I can get myself centered in between the two lines, and I can do it on an angle, and I can do it straight in. Now, if you ask me to parallel park, I can only make fun of other people who parallel park or can't do it, because I cannot do it. That's the only reason I feel like it's okay for me to make fun of other people when they're trying it, because you would be you would have all rights to make fun of me if I was you watch me try to parallel park. It's ridiculous. Like, I am the person who will drive around for an hour trying to find a
looking for a perfect parking
just
spot,
so
where
I
don't have to parallel park.
That is me. Now, I have to ask, though, because I know Chris does a lot of driving in your household. Is she a good parallel parker?
She's pretty good. Yeah.
Apparently, this
I'm
is
worse
a skill.
Than she is for definitely. I mean, I can do it. It takes me a while.
my poor dad tried to teach me how to parallel park. He couldn't succeed. My husband tried to teach me how to parallel park. He didn't succeed. Max, who's only been driving for like 3 years, tried to teach me how to parallel park. He did not succeed. Finally, Max just looked at me and he's like, "What is actually wrong with you?"
Well, are they excellent parallel
Max
parkers?
Max is a very good parallel parker, and my husband can basically fit his truck into any spot he finds. I mean, it is crazy. They're very, very good at it. And there's something about the logistics of it and have the angling in of the spot that it escapes me. But of course, I'm still using my calculator in the store to, you know, figure out what 3 items in my cart is going to cost me, you know? So that tells you everything you need to know about how my brain actually works. Another one on this list is rolling your R's. Nope, I can't do that either. I cannot roll, you know, because there's certain words. And when I was taking Spanish for as many years as I did, and I was pretty fluent in it for a while, and then I just quit speaking it and I forgot every word I've ever known. There were certain words that you were supposed to roll your R's, and I couldn't do it. Couldn't do it for the life of me. And so I basically went through all of Spanish class, faking my way through it. And my instructor in college just laughing at me. And he's like, "You'll just be that weird person who can't roll their R's." I was like, "That's awesome. Thank you for that. Thank you. I appreciate it." Shuffling cards is another one that comes in on this list. That's at number 8. Now, how are you as a card shuffler if you're sitting down for a good game of go fish with the family?
Right. I'm okay at it, but I see some of these professional card shufflers,
right?
These professional, you know, poker players or whatever, and I'm just in awe of how amazing they are at it. I wish I could do that, but
right?
I can do it, but I'm not fantastic at it.
Now, my grandma was not obviously a card shark by any stretch of the imagination, but they loved to play pinochle every Tuesday night with a couple other some friends. They had like 2 or 3 couples that came over every Tuesday night, and they'd sit down for a rousing game of pinochle. Uh-huh. And my grandma, now she had a lawnmower accident when she was young, and she was a young mom, and she actually got her hand caught in the blades. And so her one hand had fingers on it that had been reattached. So obviously they did not look like her other hand, right? But my grandma, as a card shuffler, even with the fact that she had some nerve damage in that hand, she was unbelievable. I used to love Pinochle Night when I'd stay with them, because it was just fun to watch her shuffle the cards, because she'd do that thing where she'd lay them all out and then she'd fold them back the other way, and then she'd be able to, like, she was absolutely incredible at it. I loved to watch her, and she was able to do it even with her hand that wasn't as good as the other one. So
that's amazing. Yeah.
And she wasn't a card shark by any means. She was not a professional. She stayed at home raising my dad and my uncle for many, many years, but I don't know where she learned her card skills, but she had some skills, that's for sure. And then we also have, this is another one on the list. This is the only good thing that my hips have ever been useful for. Hula hooping, because honestly, anything that wide, nothing slipping down that fast. I mean, that's the only good thing that my wide hips have ever been useful for, because I am an okay hula hooper. Am I great? No, but you get enough hip action involved and you can make anything work. So yeah. I could hula hoop. I could keep it up for a long time. That's sure.
We're all good then. I mean, you can't parallel park, but
I can't basically.
You can
have
hula
you noticed?
Hoop.
I basically can't do anything on this list. I can hula hoop. That's what I can do. It's kind of ridiculous. I can remember names as well. Otherwise, I can't do anything on this list.
That's two. I mean, that's two things. You
I mean, we've got 12 things. I'm too.
Go look a gift horse in the mouth, Maddie. I mean, come on.
This basically makes me wonder how I function on an everyday basis. My goodness.
Sometimes I wonder if it's just about the patience level.
Yeah. Well, I have
because
none.
I have no patience.
No, I don't either.
So can I parallel park? Yes, I can parallel park. Do I really want to take the time to go through the this and the turning the wheel to the left?
Yes.
And no. No, I don't have the time.
See, and
I'm more like you. I would almost rather drive around for an hour looking for that perfect parking spot.
And that's why Corey and the boys laugh at me, because they're like, you won't take the time to actually parallel park, but you'll continue to drive around for an hour. Yes,
yes,
I will. Exactly. Yes, I will. That's exactly what
priorities.
I will do.
Yeah.
Exactly. Let's see. Cutting in a straight line with scissors, another skill that people say others are really good at that they're not. Mm-hmm. Now, I can draw basic stuff. And I can usually, you know, make my way through a cutting project fairly well, and even stay on the lines if I have to. So I can probably do that one. This next one, though, I am just hopeless at. And Max tried to teach me how to use chopsticks at one point in time, because that's actually his preferred method of eating any sort of Asian cuisine. And then he watched me do it, and he's like, what, again, what is actually wrong with you? He's like, how does your brain work? He's like, what are you doing? Are the only things that he kept saying to me. No, I don't have the acuity to use a chopstick either. I would starve if I lived in an Asian country. That's what would happen to me. I would never eat again. Now, because I know you guys enjoy the occasional Chinese food, right? And go out. Yeah. What are you guys like with chopsticks?
I'm okay. Again, I'm noticing a lot of things on this list that I'm okay at. Just not fantastic.
Right?
I can do it. I'm okay with it. My wife's not so much. She'll just go to the fork
right
away, because she doesn't.
I don't even bother.
Yeah.
Corey will hand me the chopsticks when we get Chinese, and I'm like, what are you giving me these for? Like, I'm going to go get a real utensil, like a fork. That's what I'm going to get, because I got nothing. I got nothing. Picking out the movie on Netflix. Oh, there's some people who really know how to do that for a group, and then there's other people that you're like, really, this is what you picked? That's what I say to my husband every single time he picks something out or says, hey, let's watch a movie. And I come and sit down after, you know, cleaning up the kitchen. I'll be like, Really? This is what you picked tonight, huh? Okay.
But
let's go with that.
Now, is he a relentless scroller where he just continues to roll? Like if you have the remote control and you're going through the channels and you keep going through the channels and channels and channels and never stop on it, is he like that? Or does he actually?
He doesn't have patience to scroll. So he ends up just landing on something. See, I don't have patience to parallel park. He doesn't have patience to continue to find something. Mm-hmm. So he tends to go to one of his go-to streaming services. He usually finds a lot on Paramount only because we upgraded, so we get Showtime with that as well. He'll go to Prime, or he'll go over to Max, and he'll usually find something there. But then he just leaves the rest of them alone because he tells me that we need to keep the subscription, but they're absolutely useless. So I go figure whatever that means. But no, he doesn't have the patience to sit there and scroll. And it also makes him mad because then that cuts into Prime movie watching time because you know we're old now, so we get tired by a certain point in the evening, so we have to start by a certain point in time so that we can, you know, go to sleep at a certain point in time, because that's what happens when you get old. Now, there were some other responses from people on this Reddit thread who didn't quite get the assignment. They said things like finding a partner, not procrastinating, getting quality sleep, forming positive new habits, making and maintaining friends, making decisions, controlling emotions, and even time management. And yes, those are all things that a lot of people struggle with. They're not so much a particular skill, though. They're just things that, you know, sometimes we get in our own way about, but they're not a particular skill that we are trying to do as human beings, like rolling our R's, which seems kind of impossible. I remember when I was little, I thought curling the sides of my tongue was the coolest thing that anybody could ever do. I worked endlessly to be able to do that, like endlessly, and then I finally got it. And then I was like, okay, that's fun. I conquered that. Now what? Never was able to figure out the R's. And my mom could never figure it out. She's like, if you can roll the sides of your tongue, curl those up, you should be able to roll your R's. Nope. I just spit all over myself. Now, the one thing that I would say that nobody mentioned on this, and we've talked about it here on the air, I can't do the Vulcan salute. I can't do the Star Trek salute. I can't do it.
I'm doing it right now, but
I can't do it. And everybody in my household can do it. Max can do it. Corey can do it. Dexter can do it. There is something about having to put two sets of fingers together and then splitting them apart that my brain just does not comprehend. And when I do it, Corey actually laughs at me because he's like, it looks painful. It looks painful when you try it.
It's entertaining to watch.
It is for them. It is for them. Now, I could do it a little bit on my left side. Go figure. I'm doing it right now. I have about a quarter of an inch in between the two sets of fingers. My right side, forget it. Everything is like glued together. I couldn't even space out those fingers if I tried. I don't know what it is.
I mean, that's something like whistling or snapping your fingers.
Right?
Some people can do it. Some people can't. But when are you going to use that? When are you going to use the Vulcan salute the next time you go to a Star Trek convention? I mean,
Yes, that's exactly what I'm going to use. Apparently, though, this is one of those skills. Like, everybody else I know can actually do it. And then when it's time for me to show off my skills, Corey just starts laughing before I even do it because he knows exactly what it's going to look like. And my face, he's like, is the best part about it because he said it actually looks like your brain is about to break as you're trying to do it because I literally, my right side, just I have nothing on the right side. It is the craziest thing ever. My left side, again, just a titch I can do it. The right side, though, my fingers are like, what are you actually trying to get us to do right now? My brain is not wired for that.
You know what you should do, Maddie? Okay, here's what you said, because this will blow their minds. Is he listening this morning?
No, he's gone. Okay. He's in Waukesha, I think.
This will absolutely blow their minds. Okay, so how are you at learning? You said you had Spanish when you were younger?
Yes. Okay.
So start learning how to speak Klingonese. You start learning the language, but keep it on the down low. Don't let them know about it. And then some night, like over the dinner table, you break out into Klingon speak.
Heads
exploded.
That would not
be able to do the Vulcan salute, but hey.
I cannot. But at least I could speak Klingon. And as far as I'm concerned, the Klingons were far above the Vulcans in Star Trek, at least from my viewpoint. I have no idea. I haven't ever watched an episode long enough.
It doesn't matter to you either way. You got no dogs in the race on this one.
I haven't watched an episode long enough to even know who's who. All I know is Dad, and he looks like Mark Zuckerberg. That's what I know. That's what I know. We've got to take a look at the forecast right now. Showers and thunderstorms likely today, a high near 79. I will remind everybody once again, since we talked about it with Ben Bromley, concerts on the square scheduled for the courthouse lawn tonight in downtown Baraboo. If by chance it gets rained out or there's showers or there's thunderstorms, that'll move across the street to the Al Ringling Theater. So definitely keep a keep an eye out on Facebook, because they'll let you know over there where things are going to be moving, or if they're even going to be moving. Scattered showers continue tonight down to 64, and then showers, thunderstorms again tomorrow. We do have a chance to see some peaks of sun, though, with a high near 87. Those showers and thunderstorms are going to continue right on through most of the weekend, so keep the umbrella handy. Right now, it is 65.
Sauk County, it's time to stop settling for mediocre cell phone coverage. AT&T is now covering 96% of land in Wisconsin. That's right, 96%. That means great service everywhere. Whether on the family farm, that annual hunting trip, and even in the comfort of your own living room, AT&T has you covered. In fact, we're so confident it works, come to our Baraboo AT&T and take home a phone to try absolutely free. Great service like this is only available one place, and that's AT&T Baraboo. See you soon.
Choose a career in corrections. Join the Division of Community Corrections for an open house on June 26th in Baraboo to learn how you can become a probation and parole agent. Discover how you can make a positive difference in the lives of others and create a real impact in your community. Don't miss the Community Corrections open house on June 26th from 1 to 6 p.m. at 1000 Log Lodge Court in Baraboo. Questions? Call 608-477-3950.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, jewelry, and much more for women and men. Check out their new tween section for children's sizes 10 and up. Woman owned and operated, Amber Lux's Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added weekly, so stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique.
You owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to be here this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
99.7.
It's 8:34 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. We hope you're having a great Friday Eve. Just get ready for another weekend. The countdown has officially started. Just a few more hours. We'll put a positive spin on it, all right? It's the Go-Go's now, and we got the beat on 99.7 Max FM. some hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:36 right now. We hope you are having a great day so far, whether that means you're listening at work already because you're one of those eager overachievers. Maybe you're listening at home today because, well, you know, you still got today off. Maybe you're working from home today. Maybe you're one of our online listeners. You know, we appreciate it all, and we are certainly glad that you are here. Now, coming up in just a moment, we are going to take a detailed look at the forecast. Probably good to keep the umbrella handy, at least through a majority of the weekend, because we do have on and off chances of showers and thunderstorms. Kind of a wet pattern that we're in right now, especially with some of those hurricanes and tropical storms down to our south. It's ushering a lot of that moisture up to the north, unfortunately. Not to mention the fact that Mother Nature has decided this is the year of rain in the upper Midwest. I don't know what she's got going on, but my grass and my plants, they've never looked better, let me tell you. When I say grass, I actually mean weeds, because that's what we have out here at Goose Poop Pond. Nothing grows because of the trees. We'll get to that forecast in just a moment. We're also going to have a look at local sports with Mike Ganger. And right now, it's your community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. Every Wednesday and Saturday, head to downtown Baraboo for the Farmers Market. Local growers, producers, and farmers will be selling great fruits, vegetables, flowers, and so much more right there on Oak Street. This is from 8 a.m. until 12:30. Be sure to give Baraboo Farmers Market a like on Facebook, as they'll notify who will be in attendance for each Farmers Market. And head to Mirror Lake State Park on Saturday, June 22nd for the Universe in the Park event. Universe in the Park is a program from the Department of Astronomy and UW Space Place. It's a free in-person event starting at 8:30. The talk will be given outside the amphitheater. No registration is required. This rain or shine event will feature a weather-dependent star party where visitors can have the opportunity to look through the stars with a telescope. Again, a free event, but you will need a state park sticker to enter the park. This is on Saturday, June 22nd from 8:30 until 10 p.m. at Mirror Lake State Park. And earlier on the day, Saturday, June 22nd, Reedsburg American Legion Post 350 will be hosting a brat sand at Viking BP in Reedsburg. Stop by for a delicious meal and help raise money for our veterans. Visit American Legion Post 350 on Facebook for more details.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Feel the big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. The Baraboo American Legion baseball team is going to be presenting the Quinn Miller Memorial Baseball Tournament this weekend at Mary Roundtree Evans Field in Baraboo. Action starts off on Friday at 3 o'clock with Wisconsin Dells taking on Viroqua, and then Beloit and Fond du Lac will meet at 5:15. Then at 7:30, it's going to be Baraboo taking on Beloit. Saturday, 10 a.m., Fond du Lac and Wisconsin Dells will play. Then Beloit and Wisconsin Dells follow then after that at 12:15. 2:30, it's going to be Beloit and Viroqua. Then Viroqua will take on Baraboo at 4:45. They'll have the Hall of Fame and State Champion Team Ceremony after that. And then at 7 o'clock, it's going to be Fond du Lac and Baraboo taking the field. And then finally on Sunday, Viroqua and Fond du Lac play at 9 a.m. and Baraboo will then go against Wisconsin Dells at 11:15. Of course, concessions will be open for some great food and sharing some awesome baseball action. Again, this will be all weekend long, starting Friday, running until Sunday. And that's all at Mary Roundtree Evans Field in Baraboo. The Brewers take the series win over the LA Angels with a 2-0 victory this past evening. Rhys Hopkins with a sac fly in the first to make it 1-0. And then Willy Adames would add a single on the left and score Christian Yelich. Freddy Peralta was fantastic in six innings, gave up just three hits and struck out eight batters in the game. Brewers improved to 44-34 this season. They'll be back at it today. They start a four-game series on the road against the San Diego Padres. 8:40 will be the first pitch this evening. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms are likely, a high near 79. For tonight, scattered storms and a low of 64. Some showers and thunderstorms on your Friday, otherwise partly sunny, a high near 87. Friday night, storms and 69. Saturday, scattered storms and 86. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, work, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Right now, it's 65.
99.7 Max FM.
Heard it from a friend who. Heard it from a friend who. Heard it from another you've been messing around. They say you got a boyfriend. You're out late every weekend. They're talking about you and it's bringing me down. But I know the neighborhood. And talk is cheap when the story is good. And the tales grow taller on down the line. But I'm telling you, babe, that I don't think it's true, babe. And even if it is, keep this in mind. You take it on the run, baby. If that's the way you want it, baby, then I don't want you around. I don't believe it, not for a eyes. You say you're coming home, but you won't say when. But I can feel it coming. If you leave tonight, keep running. And you need never look back again. You take it on the run, baby. If that's the way you want. Don't believe it, not for a minute. You're under.
REO Speedwagon, take it on the run. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:46 right now. And Finn, we've got to talk about our calendar days, all those little things that we can celebrate that were just kind of help that are just kind of helping us get to the end of a week and into a weekend. So we've got some good ones on today's list. We're going to start with National Daylight Appreciation Day, which is a good one since it is officially the first day of summer and the longest day of the year. In fact, in this area, we mentioned it earlier this morning, we're going to have over 15 hours, almost 15 and a half hours of daylight today, because it is the longest day of the year. So there you go. As long as it's going to stay cloudy, I'm kind of okay with it. Sure, I guess. I think the thing that bothers me most about this one is I will see the sun rise and the sunset today.
It's a long one, isn't it?
It is a long one. It is definitely a long one. So enjoy it, though. Enjoy it, because we know that once we hit this day, then we start losing a couple minutes every single day. And we all know what that means. Eventually, months from now in the great state of Wisconsin, we know that that means sunset by like 4 p.m. So we'll enjoy it while we got it. That's for sure.
My dream days.
Let's see, what else do we have on this list for today? It's International Surfing Day. If you want to try your hand at surfing, I think probably the biggest thing you're going to be able to do around here is maybe a little paddle boarding out at one of the lakes. But, you can feel like you're out there on the surf. If you go to some of the Great Lakes, I know, if you get a chance to make it to, the other side of the state, then there's some surfing opportunities with some of the waves that come into the lake. So that's kind of cool. What else do we have on the list? It's also National Hike with a Geek Day today. I guess that means you take your really smart best friend with you out on the trails, or your really smart partner out with you on the trails. Who knows? But take some bug spray. That's what I would be more concerned about right now, quite honestly.
Keep an eye out for those ticks, too.
Right? I haven't seen as many since it's been as damp as it's been the last couple of days. Aspen hasn't walked in with quite as many ticks. She sure does have a lot of bug bites that we're watching.
Somehow, Theo lost his flea and tick collar, and somehow he got it off, and we looked all over for it. Like, we looked in the backyard.
Sure.
I retraced a lot of my steps when I took him out for a walk. Nowhere to be found. We had to buy him a new, and those things aren't really cheap. So,
no, they're not. Yeah. No, they're not. I'm just glad she's on really great medicine for flea, tick, heartworm, all of that, because it does. I don't like it when she gets fleas or when she gets ticks or mosquito bites, but at least I know that she does have some protection as well.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of brutal out here right now. I'm like that crazy person that walks around looking like people probably think I'm trying to imitate a windmill or something.
Are you swatting at mosquitoes?
Oh gosh, it's ridiculous. I came in the other day, and I got my hair cut the other day, and my stylist was like, "What is going on with your neck?" I'm like, "Oh, you mean the row of mosquito bites I have? Like the 20 of them that are right in a row?" Yeah, it's just because they're just welts at this point, because that's what happens when I get a bite. It's National Seashell Day today as well. So if you love collecting, again, maybe head out to the lakes. I don't know how many seashells we're collecting around here, but if you get a chance to make it to some of the bigger lakes or to the oceans, it's always fun to try to see what shells you can find. We've got a lot of good food ones when we get there, by the way. It's recess at work day today, too. Well, I feel like that should be all day, and then again, all day tomorrow, because then that's how you celebrate the weekend. So I feel like that is definitely something we can get behind.
And now, with that new desk that your employers are giving you, if you were listening last hour,
employers think that that's what's going to entice us back into the office permanently is by giving us our own desks.
And then a recess on top of it. I mean, can we have the desks like we used to have back in the school days, where they were kind of slanted and you could lift them up and you could fit everything inside your desk? Those were awesome.
Those were the best. That was like my own little organizational paradise, and I got to keep it however I wanted, and it was just amazing. And I never let anybody get anything out of my desk, only because then they were going to screw it all up, and then it wasn't organized anymore, and that just drove me bonkers. Drove me absolutely bonkers. I loved those things. Those were just the best. Reliving my memories. Those are the things that made me happy as a kid, is an organized little desk. I loved that. Then my books were all stacked on one side. I had my pencils and my pet crayons and everything on one. Oh, and then he had.
I'm going to take a shot in the dark, though. I bet you were not one of those kids that would experiment with the glue and pour it out onto your fingers and then wait for it to dry so that
Messy hands. I wasn't a messy hands kid. That comes from living with my grandpa as long as I think I did, because my mom's dad lived with us for quite some time. And my grandpa, Morris, he didn't like messes. And so when I was really, really little, if he wasn't around, then I was allowed to go out and get super messy because my mom didn't care. She thought that was a way of kids should be able to show their creativity and get dirty and go play.
Yeah.
He did not allow those things. And so by the time I was like 3 or 4 years old, I didn't like my hands messy. I didn't like things messy. And when my mom would tell me just to go play in the dirt and things, I'd be like, really? You want me just to go? Like, it was because he was always there. He literally followed me around. I'm not even joking. If my mom was here, she would put her hand on a stack of Bibles. He would follow me around with a rag and he would wipe me down as I was playing when I was a little girl. And that's what he did because he couldn't stand messes. Everything
Grandpa
in his world,
Morris was not down with the with the mess.
No, he had to have everything perfect all the time. And so that's what he would do. He would follow me around with a rag and wipe me down all the time so I wasn't dirty. So yeah, getting glue on my fingers in school, although I will say that it was fun when you would like accidentally like to peel it off and then watch your fingerprints come off in the glue. That was always fun to school, though. That was fun. So I could get down with that.
We were all weirdos.
We were, right? Like, these are the things that entertained us. Forget the iPhones in the middle of school. We had glue on our fingers, people. We could see our fingertips and our fingerprints. It was cool. Let's see. We've got a lot of good food ones on this list. National Ice Cream Soda Day is today.
Cool.
It's also along the same lines, National Vanilla Milkshake Day, which you start adding in a lot of toppings into your milkshake, and you can really make of that vanilla milkshake into whatever you want. Mm-hmm. And along the same lines as that, it's also National Smoothie Day today as well. So really all about the cold beverages is what this is about, and the ice cream and good stuff is what it is. Yeah. And of course, Tin Roof Dairy, if you want a really delicious milkshake, I'd head down there. That'd be my first go-to. Mm-hmm. And then of course, again, kind of like a gateway, it's Plain Yogurt Day today. Now, I know that doesn't sound very exciting, but again, it's kind of like the vanilla milkshake. You start adding enough stuff in and you can make your vanilla yogurt really into anything you want. Exactly. I do love plain vanilla yogurt, plain yogurt, especially if it's of the Greek variety, because it's not as runny. And so then you can start adding a whole bunch of stuff in. You can make toppings for things. And sometimes I even use my plain Greek yogurt a little bit like a sour cream, because obviously I don't do a lot of milk things and milk-based products. So I use it like a little sour cream. Not quite the same, but, you know, yeah, I guess it will do.
It works.
It'll do in a pinch, that's for sure. Max says that there is no way it tastes the same. And I'm like, well, it's not that far off. And he's like, I don't know what planet you live on. That's what he's actually said to me. So it will always be sour cream for him. I can't fake him out on that one. That's how it's going to be. Now taking a look at this forecast quickly, showers and thunderstorms likely today, 79 for a high. Scattered thunderstorms continue tonight down to 64. Showers and thunderstorms again tomorrow. Otherwise, we're going to see some peaks of sun with a high near 87. The showers and those thunderstorms could continue through a good part of the weekend as well. Right now, it is 66.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes nurse midwife Beth Adsit.
I was in nursing school. I got to witness a birth with a mom that was so strong, and then a midwife right there supporting her through her whole labor and birth. And that right there was such a big key moment in why I wanted to be a midwife and help women through this beautiful transition of life.
Learn more about nurse midwife Beth Adsit at ramchealth.com.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
Are you
you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Consider yourself a snowbird with property in the south, or just like to vacation there. You'll want to keep an eye on what's predicted to be an active hurricane season from now through the end of November. Forecasters say that there's an 85% chance of above the normal number of hurricanes, especially in the Atlantic Basin. Here's what it could look like. 17 to 25 storms, 8 to 13 of them becoming hurricanes, and 4 to 7 of those could be major. If you're wondering why, temperatures in the Atlantic Ocean are near record warmth, and La Niña conditions are developing, and both of these support the formation of tropical storms. No matter where you go, it's information to keep you and your family weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Big deals!
1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
When you take a walk around your neighborhood and notice all the things that make it feel like home, one thing might be a little harder to notice because somewhere tucked in that neat row of houses is hunger. Over 30 million Americans don't know where their next meal is coming from. Together, we can provide 1 billion meals by 2030 because everyone should be welcome at the table. Learn more at nourishingneighbors.com. Let's break the cycle of hunger together.
Something wrong and you can't put your finger on it right then. Roll.